Welcome to the show, my good friend, Max Keller. Hello, Max.
Right. Hey, good to be here. Let's go.
It is awesome to have you here on, Max. Good to see you again. You and I are in a fellow mastermind. You and I have probably known each other now for about 3 years or so. And I tell you, it's just amazing to watch all the phenomenal successes and the growth of your company that you've got going on. We're going to be talking about private money with you here on the show today. But before we jump in, tell us, Max, how did you get into real estate?
Sort of by accident. So I was teaching math at an inner city school. I was coaching football, basketball, and track. And I didn't want to actually get into real estate full time. I just saw it as a passive income opportunity. My pay was pretty much fixed being a teacher. And so I was like, you know, I got to do something. So my kids were getting older. So what I did was I just wanted to like maybe get one or two rentals a year. You know, I figured if I did that over a period of time, you know, I could, you know, have a pretty good nest egg and then pass it on. What ended up happening in 2015 was I just kind of got sucked into real estate. I mean, it's not just a good way to make money in, you know, over long periods of time, but you can really increase the active income. So I basically just got a local mentor. I worked all day as a teacher, and then at night I would work for him. And within about 3 months, I got a couple houses under contract, wholesaled one, made about 16 grand, which is like 4 months worth of teacher pay. Then did it again, and then another time. And then I just decided I need to go full time. And so that's what I did. I just went full time. I made the leap. It was a lot easier to source deals back then. And you know, 2015, 2016, than it is, you know, right now. But there's still ways to do it. You just have to, you know what you're doing, execute, and level up your marketing. And so that's sort of been the journey that I'm on. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth, and it's, you know, very competitive, like a lot of markets. And so what happened with me was I just had to figure out a better way to do my marketing, because if you don't have leads in your business, whether they're for private money or for deals, you know, you don't have a business. So that's kind of what happened to me. It's been an amazing journey, and it just keeps evolving every day.